Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. Today we're talking about dopamine resistance, the causes and symptoms, and some dopamine detox tips. So if you don't know what dopamine is and what dopamine resistance is, maybe you have not yet heard about what that is and how to do a dopamine detox, this show is for you. This is really important. We will be talking about the relationship between dopamine and fixing your dopamine for weight loss, which a lot of you I know tune into my content around weight loss and some of the things that you may have missed in terms of your journey to trying to lose weight. Now stay tuned. I will be sharing tips as well to improve and help to balance out your dopamine levels. I want to say hello to all of my beautiful followers and viewers who have tuned back in today. I've been away for a few weeks, so it's great to be live here again. I want to say hello to Parmesan Cheese King as well as Francis. I hope that Jamila has tuned in. Kareem is here, as well as Jenny is here. I also want to say hello to Sweetness 2027 and to Raina of 777, of course, everyone who has tuned in today. Don't go anywhere. We do have our trivia section coming up. So remember, the quiz section of the show is so much fun. This week we're playing for the fat factors, and this is from our fantastic sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for this, to be able to make this entire show possible. So this is what you're playing for this week. I know I do want to congratulate our previous week's winner, who was Diva Organic. Now she won our collagen powder, so the VitaTree collagen powder. Congratulations, Diva Organic. We will be, of course, sending that out to you. Now make sure if you do participate, and I hope that you're all participating in the quiz section of the show, that you are following Team Dr. Janine, so that if you are a winner, we can actually reach out to you and be able to contact you and send out your prize. So let's get to it. Today we're talking about dopamine resistance. And what is dopamine? So dopamine is a neurotransmitter, and this is something that's secreted in the brain, and it's produced naturally by our body, and it's a chemical messenger. So any neurotransmitter is something that is sending signals in our body, allowing for that proper signaling for our entire nervous system. And dopamine has a lot to do with strive, with our focus, and our ability to find things interesting. And it has to do with our hunt and reward system. So when we have pleasure and experience pleasure, and certain things will allow us to have that pleasure sensation, the problem with this is that too much is not a good thing, because we can become addicted to that pleasure seeking. And that's what I'm going to break down for you, as that's related to dopamine and how to actually do a dopamine detox is what I'll be sharing as well in today's episode, because that's important. Because if this is being overstimulated and we're getting into a dopamine resistance situation, then this is a problem. Now, dopamine is that feel good neurotransmitter. It increases with natural sunlight exposure. And you know how big I am on getting natural sunlight exposure out in nature and doing as much as we can out in nature to have those healthy hormone levels and neurotransmitters, which you'll learn today in terms of dopamine. Now, when we do have dysfunction in the dopamine pathways, this can be related to certain diseases. So neurodegeneration, things like ADD, ADHD, various mood disorders, and even schizophrenia. If you've heard of Parkinson's disease, this has to do with having very low dopamine levels. So this is something that we definitely want to make sure that we are maximizing and having enough dopamine, but we don't want to overstimulate the system, because we can get into the dopamine resistance, which of course is something that I'm going to be explaining. Now, when we take a look at the brain, this is something that's really interesting, is that the dopamine pathways usually are focusing in on and are secreted and stimulating the front parts of the brain. So this has to do with our reward, with pleasure, euphoria as well, and some motor function, but also compulsion and our ability to persevere. So when our dopamine levels can get low, then we may not have that drive to actually do good things for ourselves. And this is where people can get very irritable, get stuck in their ways, and not feel so good in terms of their moods. Now, this is also related to our serotonin levels. And if you saw that on the chart there, you know that the implications of serotonin and dopamine are definitely interrelated with one another. Now, we know that dopamine is also a popular target for addictive drugs. So cocaine is one of those things that can stimulate the dopamine receptors, and overstimulation is, again, not a good thing. Sugar can do this as well. And one of the things that has been found in the research now and in this study is that the dopamine, so the D2 receptors in addiction like reward dysfunction and compulsive eating, and this was a study done on obese rats, and what they found was that these dopamine receptors definitely were implicated. Too much dopamine and overstimulation had a variation in the ability of these rats to function optimally. And because of that overstimulation, seeking more food all the time, you can see how that can be related to obesity. So not just in rats, but of course in humans as well. And this is where we can get into the dopamine resistance. And what that means is that this overstimulation of that reward system, of that secretion of the dopamine on the dopamine receptors, that at a certain point, there's always these feedback mechanisms. The body's going to shut things down. And you could have a high dopamine, but now your body's not necessarily reading that response of that dopamine, and you're going to seek more and more of that dopamine response and that reward by seeking out those things that will give you more of that pleasure response. So what would that be? That could be sugar. That could be food. Think about it. And certainly they have found in the research that the processed foods and things like sugar will make you crave and have that greater reward response than, let's say, healthy foods, fruits and vegetables. So for example, can you think of the last time that you crave to eat more and more broccoli versus ice cream or sugar or some of the sweets that you may love and be addicted to? Usually people aren't going to go more towards the broccoli. So this is one of those reasons with dopamine and our dopamine receptors that this dopamine resistance problem can be a big issue, especially if you're trying to lose weight. And that's where dopamine resistance and fixing this is why I'm giving you the tips today as to how you can do that. Now, even with adequate levels of dopamine, we can be in that deficient state of dopamine. So your body could be reading and your brain could be reading low dopamine because the receptors for dopamine have become desensitized, and that is the dopamine resistance, as I explained. So you're going to seek out more and more food or sugar or whatever it is that and some of the activities that may give you that high dopamine response is something that you may have to detox from. And that's when we get to the dopamine detox portion of today's episode. I will be sharing those tips as how to do that. So hello, we are streaming live. This is the Dr. Jean Show. If you're just tuning in on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as well. It's nice to see you. Gwyneth Starr, it's nice to see you on TikTok, on Facebook. Hello, Aisha, Sonia, and Arletta. Nice to see you all. It's great to be back. And if you aren't yet following me, please make sure that you follow, like, subscribe, do all of those fun things. It's great to see you, Pandemay. I've missed you guys as well. So it's great to be back live in the studio. So, and Nadia, thank you, Nadia. It's great to be back on Instagram Live as well. So now let's continue when we're talking about the causes of this dopamine resistance. So one of them could be emotional eating and emotional drinking. So if you're going to food, if you're going to alcohol to help to quell some of your emotions or to stimulate the feel-good response that dopamine, of course, gives us, that could be one of the causes of dopamine resistance. Another one would be excessive social media usage. So think about it. If you're on your TikTok, if you're on your phone, if you're on your Instagram all the time and you can't leave it alone, gaming, and think about the kids, even adults, of course, that are addicted to gaming. This is always making your brain secrete that dopamine, which is a problem. Even just surfing the internet and always looking at information. I kind of had to second guess myself with this one, you know, in terms of doing more and more research in terms of being on the internet and seeking more and more information. Yeah, is it a dopamine? Do I get a kick from that? And I think I'm pretty balanced, I have to say. But at the same time, some people will seek more and more information and surf on the internet because there's that dopamine reward system happening. As well as gambling, we know, is related to dopamine and dopamine resistance. Excessive shopping, ladies, well, guys too, could be excessive shoppers. That could be another cause for dopamine resistance. If you are a thrill seeker and you love to do crazy things like like bungee jumping. Yes, that could be because of that dopamine response and dopamine resistance. And of course, recreational drugs would be in this category as well, one of the causes of dopamine resistance. So what are some of the symptoms of dopamine resistance? One of them could be chronic back pain and low back pain. Persistent constipation can be related to dopamine resistance, fluctuations in your weight, especially if you are, of course, addicted to those foods like sugar and the sweets and the carbohydrates and the alcohol maybe as well. And difficulty swallowing, it's known as dysphagia, that can be related to the dopamine resistance. Sleep disorders, a lot of fatigue, if you're not sleeping well, that can be related as well. Attention difficulties, so whether this is for the younger ones, and think about the younger kids that are addicted to gaming and now they have attention issues in school, that can be related as well. Reduced sex drive, even hallucinations and delusions can be related to dopamine resistance and low mood. So a lot of these symptoms, if you think about it, ladies, I want you to pay attention. Does it sound familiar? Does it sound anything like some hormonal imbalances? Yes. So dopamine is definitely related to perimenopause and menopause as well, because a lot of those symptoms, I think we often could check off that list in terms of perimenopause and menopausal symptoms as well. So let's talk a little bit about dopamine now and weight loss. So if you're struggling to lose weight and you are finding it difficult, because of this dopamine resistance, you may need more and more foods that give you that dopamine response to get that same high effect from that dopamine. So think about sugar. And anybody who's been addicted to sugar, or if you now are currently addicted to sugar, you crave having more and more. And that same little dosage of, let's say, chocolate that once gave you that dopamine kick, you may need a little bit more the next time because of that down regulation of your dopamine receptors. So this is something that ties into, if you haven't yet seen my show on sugar addiction, make sure you check it out on YouTube. Really, really important information and tips there. But it's interesting that imaging studies have suggested that people who have this dopamine resistance, the body may not actually be releasing enough dopamine and serotonin as well. So that whole balance between dopamine and serotonin is very, very important. Those feel good hormones, and needing more of that stimulation from these foods is that dopamine resistance. So now, how is dopamine resistance related to leptin resistance? This is really interesting now. So leptin communicates directly with our dopamine pathways. And if you've not yet seen any of my info on leptin resistance, this is a really good starting point for you. Leptin may raise your dopamine levels enough to make it easier to resist rewarding food. So remember from my leptin resistance shows when I kept talking about if you crave sugar, and this was me, and this is why it's so fascinating for me, because I've been able to overcome this, fixing my leptin resistance, but also fixing my dopamine levels, because I would always think about food, and usually it wasn't the healthy ones, even though I'm a very, anybody who knows me, I'm a pretty healthy and health conscious person, and have been for, you know, decades now, studying, you know, naturopathic medicine, being a naturopathic doctor. And so always, it was my brain always craving the wrong things and the foods, and always thinking about the next sugary food and sugary snack. Now, well, that was because of the leptin resistance. But if we're leptin resistant, then our dopamine levels may become deficient as well, and we'll crave more of those sugary foods. So this is something that it was interesting in this study that they found that when leptin was injected into the dopamine center of the brain, it had the effect of causing rats to eat less and to lose more weight. So isn't that interesting how that connection between the leptin and the leptin resistance and the dopamine is definitely there? And leptin, we know in another study, has been found to be related to dopamine when we are leptin resistant. So with leptin resistance, then I would have to say that now we're going to have the dopamine resistance, as proven in this study that they found, again, that the data is supporting that the hypothesis that obesity may mechanistically lower voluntary physical activity levels via dopamine dysregulation. So not only do you, when you have leptin resistance and dopamine resistance, you crave more of the wrong foods, but you're also not inherently going to want to exercise and be physically active because of these neurotransmitters and these hormones being messed up. So isn't that interesting? I want to see all of your commenting. I'm really curious as to, you know, how this relates to you as well. So make sure you drop it in the comment section. So now we're at our viewer spotlight section of the show. This is where I share one of our viewers who has in the past, whether it's far in the past or in the present past, has been able to share some great feedback. So this is from Cher, and this was from YouTube. And Cher said, thank you very kindly for sharing your amazing wisdom, Dr. Janine. You're very welcome, and I thank you for sharing this comment with us. And Cher shared in her, you know, great comment that I had to paraphrase what she said, but she said, once her leaky gut was restored, allergies, arthritis, immune disorders were all eliminated. Hope this helps others to feel better too. So thank you so much, Cher. Thank you for being a part of our great community that we have here at the Dr. Janine Show, and continue to send in your great and positive feedback in the comment sections. I truly appreciate all of the feedback that we get here, and it opens up the conversation. So if you're struggling with something, definitely open up that conversation. We are here to help. So if you're just tuning in today, I'm talking about dopamine resistance, causes and symptoms of dopamine issues, dopamine resistance, and more importantly, the dopamine detox. So what is dopamine detox? Again, finding that balance with our dopamine levels is really important. And what we want to do is avoid those things that will trigger our dopamine for a set period of time. And this could be anywhere from an hour to several days to do a full dopamine detox. Some experts will say up to 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 3 months of detoxing yourself from these dopamine related activities. So good dopamine detox activities would be, in lieu of the things that are stimulating too much dopamine in your system, talking to people. I mean, like the good old days when we used to have conversations with people. And I'm not talking on social media, I'm talking face-to-face conversations with people. Preparing foods, looking at recipes, cooking and eating and enjoying foods. Another great dopamine detox activity is going out for walks, reading books, as well as maybe writing in a journal can be a great dopamine detox activity. Exercising, and of course outdoors, because we know that the sunlight helps with our dopamine levels and regulating things, as well as playing sports, doing meditation, and calming down your nervous system is fantastic as well for dopamine detox. And of course, yoga, which I love doing yoga, especially outside, a great way to balance your dopamine and do that dopamine detox. Playing an instrument is also fantastic. Drawing and doing arts and crafts. And my favorite activity is sun tanning, of course. So helping to relax, meditate, just chill out in the sun. We know that the sun is so helpful for our overall exposure to not only increasing those neurotransmitters, but for so many other things that I talk about in other shows as well. So now we are at the 9 tips for dopamine resistance and dopamine detox. So tip number 1 is stop, refrain, limit as much as you can your addictive behavior. Anything that is spiking your dopamine, you know what it is. I don't need to tell you what that is. I don't know what it is for you. You know what it is for you. Anything that is overly stimulating, overly things that you just can't leave alone, that would be an indication that you need to do the dopamine detox. So stop doing those things. Number 2 on the list for dopamine resistance and dopamine detox is follow Mother Nature's prescriptions. So you want to be grounded as much as possible, getting outside with your bare feet on the earth, out in the sunlight, exercise outdoors as much as possible, especially if you're in a more temperate climate and you can enjoy now the nice summer months. Definitely make sure that you're getting outside. Tip number 3 is to eat some of the foods that help to increase your dopamine levels, and things that contain tyrosine, which is an amino acid, will help with your dopamine levels. So things like almonds are fantastic. The berries are great as well. Dark chocolate contains phenylethylamine, and this helps to stimulate our brain to release more dopamine, which is one of the reasons why dark chocolate makes you feel good. So just make sure that it's 70% and above. Seafood, of course, provides those omega-3s, especially that DHA, and studies have shown that the omega-3s can restore and enhance the release of dopamine in the brain. So that is really, really important. You want to do everything you can to feed your brain tissue. So that DHA is really important. And if you can't get it from enough seafood, then of course, taking a high quality DHA supplement is really helpful. Number 4 on the list is work on healthy relationships. So in terms of healthy relationships, you can't change other people. You can only change yourself. So in changing yourself, you can actually change your relationships with others. So yeah, don't try to fix people. Try to fix yourself and your relationship and how you relate to others. That will go a long way at helping your dopamine levels. Number five on the list as tips for your dopamine resistance and your dopamine detox is fix your leptin resistance. So if you haven't yet seen my video on that, see my video, The 9 Tips to Reverse Leptin Resistance. Really important because, as we know, the research shows that that connection between dopamine and leptin is really important. Number six on the list is exercise. You've got to be active, move your body, get outside, be active, and do whatever you can to exercise out in the sunlight. Of course, without sunglasses, that's another point. Tip number seven is have a regular sleep schedule. So you've got to get your circadian rhythms in sync. This is really important for your dopamine detox and your dopamine resistance. Number eight on the list is take some great supplements for dopamine detox. So I did already mention the DHA. That's really important. That is brain food in terms of that docosahexaenoic acid, really important to supply the brain with what it needs to be able to actually produce the dopamine and have that proper release of dopamine in the first place. Another great aspect of supplementation is that you can take really important dosages of green tea. And studies have shown that the polyphenols in green tea can also enhance the bioavailability of dopamine in the needed areas. And this can help to improve the circulation of dopamine in the body, which gives it more active effect in the brain. And as that neurotransmitter, of course, that's going to have an effect everywhere in the body. And tip number nine for the dopamine resistance and your dopamine detox is to make that mind-body connection. So in terms of being able to define your purpose, you'll find that the more in tune you are with nature, the more you are on your own specific path and what is destined for you and where you're going in your life, the more that you're in tune with that. And that's why meditation and yoga are such fantastic tools to be able to get you, if you don't yet know what your purpose is, to get you in line with nature so that you don't need those extraneous things that are pumping up your dopamine levels to actually even need a dopamine detox in the first place, if you're in line and in tune with all of that greatness that Mother Nature has to offer us and the universe has to offer us. So there you have it. Those were my 9 tips for dopamine resistance. It is quiz time. So remember, this week we are playing for the Fat Factors. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So this is what we're playing for this week. Are we ready? It's just 3 questions, so you got to be quick. And I'm ready to see everybody's answers here. Are we ready, everyone? Okay, we got you. Okay, here we go. Question number one, where is dopamine secreted? Where is dopamine secreted? Where is dopamine secreted? Anybody know? Thank you for everybody tuning in. It's great to have you all here. This is the Dr. Janine Show. We're playing for a prize, so make sure you're following Team Dr. J9. TikTok has it. Yes, yes, yes. Raina, good. Who was first? Who was first? 66 Momo. Congratulations. Awesome, awesome. Raina, very quick. Good. Samantha Parker, nice to have you here. Julie, hello. Nice to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. Panda May was very specific. Ooh, I love that. Very good. Don Saul, hello. Nice to see you. Nadia has it as well on Instagram. I can't see that so well for the YouTube. Here we go. Shusem, Harvinder as well. Is that Ruth or Roth? Kit Kat, thank you. Althea has it as well. Nice to, Kareem has it as well. Ms. Sun Moon Stars, good job. Hema, good job. Thank you for everybody tuning in today. This is fantastic. I know there's a bunch of people on TikTok and on YouTube, of course, and on Facebook as well. I'm trying to see those ones. I'm trying to do my best. I can't see those. Arletta, yes, good job. Good job. Sonia, good job. And Daryl Lynn, good job. Good job, everyone. Okay, so I think anybody else? Sorry? Oh, the last TikTok answer is something that you would say? With the phalanx one? Yeah, it's secreted from somewhere in the body. Good answer. I like that. That's good. It's a good attempt, and it doesn't matter what your answers are. That's the key here. Just just put it in the comments. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter. You still have the ability to be randomly selected to win the prize. Okay, so the answer is, of course, the brain. Where is dopamine secreted? In the brain. Okay, good job, everyone. Okay, question number two for quiz time. True or false? Sunlight exposure improves dopamine levels. That's too easy this week. I came back not with a bang from vacation. I'm coming back with easy, easy questions, but I'm taking it easy on you. Thank you for joining us. Yes, Ra, thank you, thank you. I said Ruth before, but it was Ra. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, some great feedback here. I see, yes, I'm sharing some personal things happening. So that's awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. We have it, yes. Althea has it, Julie has it, Hema, Sweet Jerry, good job. Keith B, Sophia as well, Raina, good job. Panda May, very quick, Baby Joy, Don Saul, good job. Sorry? Shusem? Yep, good. Julie, good job. Julie was first, and Kareem were first on TikTok. Who's that? BHEC5? Oh, I like that. Or Behech, is it Behech? Behech. It's probably Behech. Yes, I knew a Behech before. Shannon, yes, good job. Harvinder, thank you. Sugar Too Sweet. Oh, I like that. Nadia and Althea on Instagram. Good job, everyone. Yes, so does everybody have their answer in? I hope everybody attempted. Yes, yes. Tammy, good job. JDK, good job. Malto, good job. Brain Power, thank you for the likes. We're almost at 10K likes. Thank you, everyone, for that. I see all of those. And Melbert's here. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. So the answer was true. Yes, sunlight exposure improves your dopamine levels. So get out into the sun, everyone. Please do it. Okay, question number three. Name one thing you can do to detox dopamine. So one thing you can do for dopamine detox. Please let me know. Put it in the comments. This is our last and final question for this week. So please get your answers in there. Yes, Samantha, that was very quick. Good job on TikTok. Anybody else? Trilly and Truly was correct on the previous question on YouTube. Good job. Katarina was also correct. Good job. Thank you for tuning in. And Virginia, Daryl Lynn were also correct on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, TikTok. Sophia has it on Instagram. Good job. Yes, a lot of good answers here. Behech, good job. Shusam? Good job, Samantha. Good job, Carmen. Yes, Raina, of course. Shannon as well. Hema, Baby Joy, Julie, 66 Momo. Yes, I like that answer. Nadia as well. Good job. A tiny fly on the wall. Yes, good job. Meditate, Panda May. I like that. I like that. Mission Greener. Yes. Keith B. Yes. And Melbert, I like that. That's a good answer, Melbert. I like that. Very, very good. Althea has it. Don Saul, good job. Chow Miller, good job. Kareem, yes. Adam Cade, good. Yeah, I like that answer as well. It's not something I talked about, but very good. Anybody else? Aisha, oh, has three answers. Daryl Lynn, yes. Virginia, good. Sonia, good job. Three answers as well. Those are all on Facebook. Good job, everyone. Okay, did everybody get their answers in? Yeah, so I loved everybody's answers. So great. Remove sugar, I see, from Sonia. Grounding, sunlight, dark chocolate, Daryl Lynn said. Berries, sun. Talk to people, cook, go for a walk, read books, exercise, meditation, yoga. All answers were great. Electronics detox, I love that as well. Limit your EMF exposure, I love that. Mission Greener, speak to friends, love it, love it, love it. Thank you. Social media detox, love all of your answers. 66 Momo, eat almonds, love it. So very good. Such good students I have here at the Dr. Jane Show. So thank you, everyone who tuned in today. Today we talked about dopamine detox. We talked about dopamine resistance and, of course, my dopamine detox tips. Now, for more information, I do want to point you to my other video. If you're watching this on YouTube, of course, to leptin resistance. If you don't know what leptin resistance is and how this is tied to your dopamine levels is something we talked about today, but you really have to learn about leptin resistance. Please check out my video, Leptin Resistance, Symptoms, Causes, and Tips. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone, and we'll see you next week.